This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a second HIV patient may have been, quote, naturally cured, according to scientists. They say a woman from Argentina is believed to be the second known person whose body naturally eliminated HIV without treatment. This is unheard of, because once you get HIV, that HIV virus is smart, and it sets up shop. Not one, but even two cell types we found. But this 30-year-old woman showed no signs of HIV, which can develop into AIDS if untreated. Now, she showed no signs 8 years after her initial diagnosis, despite not receiving stem cell or other regular treatments, apparently making her a rare case of what is described as a sterilizing cure. Now, this study was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. So, the first patient, I guess, documented was a 67-year-old woman named Lorene Willenberg. And she had been found to be naturally cured of HIV as well. Now, Magic Johnson, though, I think got treatment. So I don't know I believe Magic Johnson, years after his diagnosis, he was able to have zero viral load, but an undetectable viral load. So I think they thought that was due to, again, treatment that he was on. But according to Dr. Zhu Yu, examples of such a cure that develops naturally suggest that current efforts to find a cure for HIV infection are not elusive, and that the prospects of getting to an AIDS-free generation may ultimately be successful. CNN reported that Yu of the Ragon Institute of Massachusetts General Hospital, MIT, and Harvard, and her colleagues in Argentina analyzed blood samples of the HIV patient between 2017 and 2020. The woman also gave birth in March of 2020, so they were able to collect placenta. I mean, they were able to look not only at blood samples, but placenta, just places where HIV could hide. And the woman did not take any retroviral treatment until 2019, when she became pregnant. But she delivered a healthy baby who did not test positive for HIV. She ceased HIV therapies. So it's not clear how the woman's body was able to eliminate HIV, unless, like I said, the initial therapies might have done it. But they say expanding the number of individuals with possibly sterilizing cure status could facilitate our discovery of the immune factors that lead to the sterilizing cure in broader population of HIV-infected individuals. So one thing I want to bring up, without getting too technical, is some of us get a virus and we just knock it out of the ballpark. Others just, succumb to it. So like HPV. HPV is a virus that causes cervical cancer. One of the reasons why we don't screen for cervical cancer till they're 21 is the USPSTF says it's not necessary, as, unless, of course, they're high risk. But HPV many times will go away on its own. Now, I don't like to trust it. I think anybody who's sexually active should get a pap smear, but that's not the recommendation. So if your 14-year-old is having sex, they're not going to get a pap until they're 21. They might get screened for STDs, but they're not going to necessarily get a pap smear, because most HPV doesn't take hold. Now, I wouldn't want to take the risk. I would, obviously as a young woman want to be tested, but I get it. They don't want false positives. But interestingly how for some, HPV could just go away. And for others, it could cause throat cancer, it could cause genital warts, it could cause penile cancer. So, we have immune systems that I don't think have been studied to the degree that maybe it should. Because look at what's going on with COVID. We have people with COVID who nothing happens. Then we have others where, oh my gosh, they get decimated by it. But then there was a study saying we think we have some super COVID immuners, where there are some people where they just don't get COVID. I mean, look at these hospital workers. Look at these frontline workers. Since day one have been exposed to COVID. A year before the vaccine came out. Never got it. They're like, Dahlia, am I immune? I mean, I guess I have antibodies, but do I have super antibodies? Well, you might. Now, mind you, doctors died, nurses died, teachers died, people, restaurant workers died. I mean, people died across all industries. But I would really like to see a study on those first responders that were there even before we were told there was COVID. Like end of the fall, because I seriously think there was COVID here by November 2019, because I had people calling in flu negative with flu-like symptoms. And it seemed really similar to what we saw then in January and February with some getting been really sick. So, you know, do we have super immunity and who are super immune? And then do you have to force them to vaccinate? Do we really have to mandate them for vaccination? So, I find this fascinating. I think that we have to stop looking at a one-size-fits-all, that everybody is the same, that everybody gets treated the same, and all medicines, all vaccines, all protocols need to be identical through, you know, despite your race, ethnicity, natural immunity, work, which is kind of why the federal judges had put a stay on that mandate, because they said, look, you're assuming a security guard that works by himself is under the same risk as somebody who's working in a warehouse. We're all different. And we have been, before COVID, talking about precision medicine, individualizing what people need for cancer. You know, why are we putting off prostate cancer screening when African-American men can get it more viciously? Just like with colon cancer, screen African-American men earlier. Why are they having to wait just because white males don't get cancer as viciously? We need to realize that everybody is an individual, and there has to be that flexibility with care. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And Jason, who's our producer today. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you're going to see a headline, which isn't correct. There's going to be this headline. It's going to say thousands of children being sent to fat camps in the UK. Okay? Now, not exactly. What the NHS is doing in the UK is trying to battle the obesity problem in young kids. And it's a problem. We have it in America. It's a huge problem. And we don't know what to do about it. We stopped smoking when we were pregnant. So our kids weren't born underweight. Moms stopped smoking. Dads hopefully stopped smoking as well. As we've stopped smoking, we tend to put other things in our mouths, like food. We tend to have cravings. We tend to go to food, you know, more than other things for our moods. In the old days, you would drink some whiskey, drink some alcohol, whatever. Well, you know, luckily we're not doing that. But if we're not smoking and drinking to the degree that we might have in the olden days, we're going to pharmaceuticals and we're going to medications. Or pharmaceuticals, medications, and we're going to food. We're also going to food that is laden with hormones. We've got a lot of hormones in our food. And I think we have a lot of metabolism disruptors. And our kids, I think, are exposed to these metabolism disruptors from day one. So if you ask me why kids are obese, I think it's a whole array of things. It's no tummy time. We're worried about SIDS. Just always lie on your back. And no, don't do that. You'll get hurt. No, I don't want them playing outside. No, you know what? Just watch the video. Man, when I was a baby, and I'm not saying we should do this, but I mean, I was crawling around the car. I was crawling around the house. You had to do tummy time. You had to stretch your neck, stretch your upper muscles. Now, mind you, we did lose a lot of kids to accidents and SIDS and things like that, so we had to make changes. We don't want kids lying on their stomach. But if you are playing with them in the living room, don't just play with them on their back. They need to do push-ups. They need to get that extra muscle strength. And then they need to play outside. We don't play outside because we think somebody's going to abduct their kid or someone's going to jump the sidewalk and hit the kid or there's going to be a drive-by shooting or we aren't utilizing outside as much anymore. Why not? Why aren't kids playing outside? You know, kids don't really watch TV that much anymore. It's, you know, they're on their YouTube. They look at their so it was a TV thing. Now, you ask a kid what your favorite TV show is, they're like, huh? They're like, no, I watch Joe Rogan, or I watch Key and Peele, or they whatever they'll streams, or podcasts, or YouTubes, or whatever. But they're still, again, on a video screen, rather than them being out there. The online schooling. For 2 years, kids have lost their sports. They've lost their daily routines, their daily exercise. That's causing obesity. And then how we eat. You know, it's all about the carbs. It's all about the, you know, okay, well, if you're going to have a sandwich, you need 2 pieces of bread with it. No, you don't. If I want to eat some salami, not that that's the healthiest thing, I just eat the salami. I think the bread takes away from the taste. Do you really need bread? Do you really need mac and cheese? Do you need chicken nuggets? Kids don't need chicken nuggets. They don't need mac and cheese. They don't need peanut butter and jelly. They need some fruit. They need some lean meat, maybe some slices of cheese for dairy, and maybe something bran, some complex carb. Those, you know, crackers that don't have to taste so bad. That's what they should have. Fills them up. It's all about dessert. You have to have dessert. People are having dessert after breakfast. They're having dessert after lunch. They're having dessert after dinner. Why are they having so much dessert? It's about, well, we don't drink water and milk. We have to drink something sweet. It has to be sweetened. We have evolved to want sweet, 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 even if it's diet soda. Well, what does that do to your metabolism? And then, don't get me started on all the plastics. We are surrounded by plastics since day one. There is plastics and latex and all sorts of stuff. And there's like, I don't know, diapers and kids used to pee and poop in a cloth and wash cloth, smack a new cloth back on them. But now there's all sorts of things. There's odor, there's absorbers, there are bottles, there are baby bottles. We used to use glass. Now we use plastic bottles. I would boil the plastic bottle.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
How? I would boil the plastic bottle, and then we would cool it off, and then we would put the formula in. Well, what about the BPA? What about all the plastics that are now going into the bottle? Our infants have been exposed to plastics since day one. All their cups are plastic because they have to be tumblers. They have to not break. All their cups, their spoons, all their packaging is plastic. That, I think, lowers metabolism. So we have an obesity crisis. So what's the UK doing? So what the UK is doing is they're setting up a bunch of clinics. And I think at least 1,000 children a year are going to be trialed right now on this program called the National Childhood Measurement Program. Oh, no, the National Childhood Measurement Program showed nearly 1 in 7 children entering their first year of schooling were obese, 1 in 7. Meanwhile, more than a quarter of children are now obese by the time they finish primary school. So 25% of kids are obese before they go into middle school. 1 in 7 are obese before they even start kindergarten. That's a problem. So the NHS is setting up quote-unquote fat camps, which I don't like that term. It's a pilot program. There's going to be 15 clinics providing specialist treatment, including mental health counseling, to more than 1,000 children and young people aged between 2 and 18 over its first year. The problem, they say, of obesity in children is already costing about $6 billion annually. So what are they going to do? Well, I think it's going to be a team approach. They haven't gone into too many specifics, but I think they're going to look at the mental health of it. They're going to have social workers. They're going to have pediatricians. They're going to have dietitians. They're going to have psychologists. And then they will evaluate, which I think is absolutely fantastic, and we need that here. I would rather see money go to that than free community college. We've been told for decades that we now have a national security crisis with our military because we don't have enough physically fit young adults or teenagers. That's a problem. You need to be able to run when there's a shooting. Do you feel like you could run? Do you feel like you could run fast? I asked teenagers, when was the last time they ran or jogged? I mean, I jogged every day till I was pregnant and put on bed rest. Do you jog? No. I haven't had PE since sophomore year. Jogging and exercise isn't just about PE. I've said this before. School needs to revamp their physical education, revamp their nutrition completely. It's all about exercise 3 days a week. No, you exercise every day. You can't go to bed without brushing your teeth. You can't go a day without eating. You can't go a day without exercising. So on Mondays, when you're in literature class, do you have to sit in a classroom while you guys are reading Shakespeare or Beowulf or whatever? No. You could be walking around the school with your teacher. When you walk and learn, you learn. Other days, rather than it be learning how to play badminton, and badminton is cool, but why aren't they learning how to lift weights in the gym? Why aren't they learning about treadmills? Why aren't they learning about hiking and backpacking? All right, these aren't, when you do a school field trip, you don't need to go to a full school field trip. I think my first field trip in the 1970s was we went to the Shamrock Dairy in Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, the dairy was nice. But why didn't we hike Squaw Peak? What, go on a hike. You know, I noticed later, like with my kids, they went to Red Rock, you know, once a year. But I why not once a month do a hike? Teach yourselves, okay, those are bad berries. These are where snakes hide. We had desert survival classes in Maricopa County growing up in Arizona, but we didn't really necessarily go out into the desert. Okay, you know, why don't the kids go on a trail? And they're, you see, guys, all right, what do you wear? You wear, you know, boots, or you wear high shoes just in case a rattlesnake bites you. This is what you do if you get bit. This is what you do if you get, you know, this is what you should carry. Does everybody have their first aid kit? Survival techniques. How many kids learn CPR? How many kids learn Taekwondo or Krav Maga or self-defense? Are kids learning self-defense at school? I think that is way more applicable and practical than badminton. I loved volleyball. I loved kickball. I loved football. We played flag football even for a period of time. But come on, every single day should be something that has to do with your, you know, what regular exercise is. And even if it's something small, like, okay, you're going to be on the stepper today. So you're going to be doing 200 steps, you know, or you're going to be doing crunches today. So I think a group approach, looking at the mind, looking at the thinking, retraining. You looking at chocolate milk, retrain yourself to think it's disgusting. So you don't want to get the chocolate milk. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told Chinese President Xi Jinping at the start of Monday night's virtual summit that he's looking forward to a candid and forthright discussion on how to establish common sense guardrails between the two superpowers. Biden has historically said that he knows Xi better than any other world leader. It should be noted President Biden did not mention COVID-19 once to President Xi. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who had faced gun charges after arming themselves against Black Lives Matter protesters near their home last year, are in Kenosha, Wisconsin to support Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. They said, "We think Mr. Rittenhouse has been politically prosecuted, as were we, and we're hoping that the jury will find him not guilty on all counts and that he can go home a free man." President Biden signed into law a $1 trillion infrastructure bill at a White House ceremony on Monday. Roughly one-tenth of the money will go to traditional infrastructure projects. USA Radio News. The Treasury Secretary is blaming the pandemic for America's financial doldrums.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blamed the current U.S. inflation rate to the generalized crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic and said that she expects the situation to stabilize within a year, although this depends on how the pandemic evolves.
The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation, and if we want to get inflation down, I think continuing to make progress against the pandemic is the most important thing we can do.
In a CBS interview, Yellen said that she believed that prices will return to their normal levels sometime during the second half of next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Leonids meteor shower will peak on Wednesday and Thursday night between midnight and dawn. Put your eyes to the east. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as expected, tensions are building up on the Poland-Belarus border. Apparently, migrants desperate to cross into the European Union were throwing stones at Polish border agents and guards. They responded with water cannon and tear gas. Now, you know, this isn't anything, you know, overtly new. I mean, we've seen issues at borders before, but there are tensions that are rising. And there is a lot on the line if the border breaks down and if the tensions between Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, the European Union, it starts to become a little breeding ground. We have the BS going on in Afghanistan, China, Taiwan, as well as other things that might be going on that aren't as very highly publicized. So it's not a good sign. So we're being told by CNN that Polish and Belarusian authorities have blamed one another for the ratcheting of tensions on the border. Thousands of people have traveled in the hope of making it to the EU, but they're stuck on the border and it's freezing condition. So kind of like people thinking, yeah, but we could get in. We could get in. There's not going to be anybody stopping us, like with our border, and then they're stuck on the border because apparently they didn't get the memo. There were chaotic scenes on the Brzezinka-Kuznica border crossing where crowds of migrants could be seen breaking up concrete blocks and gathering tree branches to throw towards the Polish side. Loud bangs rang over the crowds. A dense cloud of smoke hung overhead. Belarusian state media Bita reported that the water cannons used by Polish forces sprayed a yellow liquid that caused burning. They said people were suffocating and feeling sick from the smoke. A CNN team was hit by the water fired by Polish guards. Again, this is why there has to be a wall. I know, you know, it's a very controversial, you know, subject, but when you see people trying to use other barriers, I mean, a wall shouldn't kill anybody unless somebody, of course, is trying to scale the wall and when they're not supposed to. But, you know, if they're trying to use measures to keep people away, these are things, it leads to more tension, more conflict, and possible war. Seven police officers were injured after being hit by projectiles. Women and children who had been camped out in tents near the border fence had moved back. Men, many of them voicing their anger about being left in limbo with awful conditions. They were amassing in the most dramatic clashes, they said, to date. And they say, we are fighting to stay alive. So the Polish border guard said Tuesday that migrants camped out near the Brzezinka-Kuznica checkpoint were behaving aggressively, throwing stones, various objects at the Polish services in order to prevent illegal border crossing. Water cannons were used. And then Poland's Ministry of Defense shared footage on Twitter showing Polish officers and soldiers standing shoulder to shoulder with riot shields as rocks were lobbied over the barbed wire border fence. All they have is barbed wire. Describing the scene as an attack of migrants. And again, I don't know why it's on Poland to accept the migrants, but that's that, you know, it's not on the country that's telling them to come. It's on the country that's not letting them come in. And I don't know what the answer is. So the situation is getting aggravated. Polish authorities have had to respond to tear gas, stun grenades, water cannon, pouring water on people in the cold. And of course, if somebody's in the cold and they are getting doused, the risk of hypothermia is even higher. So Anton Bychkovsky, a spokesperson for Belarus' State Border Guard Committee, said Belita, that the agency was launching an investigation, and they don't know if people are going to just turn back and go back to Iraq. Rumors have been swirling over the past 48 hours in the camps that the Polish government might open the border and allow a humanitarian corridor through to Germany. Poland has denied this. People have amassed in the area, got text messages saying, nope, that's not what's happening. So if Poland won't let migrants pass to Germany, they're going to protect, they say, don't be fooled, we're going to protect our border. Migrants only have one way to go. It's either two ways to go, forward or back. And what's happening in the EU and this Belarus border is being watched very closely, not because this could draw us also into a war conflict, but also we might be facing very similar war and conflict on our border. Somebody, and you could decide who, gave the impression that thousands upon thousands of people can come in. And we've been accepting them. And we've been dropping them off in other countries. And we've been vaccinating them. And we have been bringing in thousands upon thousands of refugees and migrants. And so it when somebody finally says we can't do this anymore. We can't screen everybody coming in, or those of you coming in that might have a crystal clear background, but I don't know if your family is held hostage because you're going to use us as your plant to do what you need. When we finally say, okay, wait, we got to stop this, then we're going to be facing a situation where people want to surge the border. I mean, what you see on our border and what you've seen in terms of pictures where they're trying to use cars or trucks or SUVs as a wall, it's like what we do in the military when we try to make a makeshift barrier or a makeshift border. I mean, you know, we're using tactics we use during time of war to protect borders. And the sanctity of borders, because people are like, oh, it's a border. Ask anybody in a war-torn country how important that border is. And I'm for immigration. I'm for people coming in that you know, want to go through the process because my father and his family did. But when it's overwhelming and we're not going by a process, we have to come up with a better way to do it, and we have to always secure our border. You have to. So if the EU gets broken at the link of Poland and they get a flood of migrants or terrorists or whoever that might find a opportunity to get into the European Union, borders only do so much, but it buys them time to screen and do their immigration process. But once there's clashes, there's chaos. When there's chaos, then chaos leads to not proper protocols being done. And that's exactly what's happening with our border. We are so busy at the entry points or the areas where there's no wall that people are sneaking over in other areas that still are abandoned and not visualized. I've seen footage of people climbing trees trying to not get caught by Border Patrol. Border Patrol must be exhausted, our Border Patrol. I don't know how they do it. And I'm really grateful to everybody trying to defend the borders. I'm also grateful to anybody that is, helping from a humanitarian standpoint, many of these migrants, but we can only do so much. When you have our own homeless population and our veterans and issues with, poverty and sex trafficking and rape and crime in our own country, we are not in a position to help others until we're fixed ourselves. And we're not fixed. We're not. We have some very, very vulnerable populations. I know we're not supposed to call them vulnerable. Politically oppressed, I guess is the new term, populations, whether they're homeless, whether they did drugs, whether they gambled their money away, whether they were politically discriminated against. But, I mean, we have poverty. We have still people underfed. We don't have enough medical hospitals, medical clinics. We don't have enough monoclonal antibodies to treat for COVID. We have jobs, but we don't have proper employment, proper labor, proper supply chains. We're not at our healthiest. So if we're vulnerable, we're going to be vulnerable not only to more poverty or health issues, but also crime. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Every year, Medicare beneficiaries have the opportunity to make changes to their health benefits during Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, which ends on December 7th. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
As we near the deadline of the annual election period, or AEP, it is important to review your coverage and determine if your plan is right for your needs next year. Pay attention to extra benefits that are not available in original Medicare, but may be built into a Medicare Advantage plan, such as dental, vision, transportation, or telehealth. Review the plan, its costs, including copays, deductibles, and out-of-pocket costs, and make sure your favorite facilities and doctors are in-network. Finally, talk to your doctor about necessary preventative screenings. Remember, you can find the information you need online without leaving your home.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So just a rumor right now, but we are being told by multiple sources that the Biden administration might be announcing a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Olympics that are supposed to start, I think, February 4th. I know we just got done with the Tokyo Olympics, and I told you guys the Beijing Olympics is going to be coming up in months, and here we are getting ready for the Beijing Olympics as there's COVID and human rights abuse allegations and all sorts of stuff going on. And, yeah, we still don't know about the COVID origins. That's a complete cluster and a half. So there may be a diplomatic boycott, meaning U.S. diplomats would not go to China. Now, this is going to be very different from the 1980s boycott because athletes will still be able to compete if they want to. Whereas when we boycotted the Olympics, I think in the 80s, that was, I think athletes would lose their passport if they did. I mean, it was athletes were banned, I think, from being in the Olympics. And it was interesting because my teacher, I had moved multiple schools. And so for senior year, I had to take a health class because I moved to Nevada and I guess I needed another requirement of health. Well, did they know I was going to be a doctor anyway, but my teacher, I forget his name, he actually was supposed to be in the 1980 Olympics. He was supposed to run. He had qualified and he couldn't because of what happened. So, yeah, we were, that was in protest of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. This time, the diplomatic boycott would just mean Biden officials would not attend. And they want to seek a balance, according to Daily Mail, between the demands of human rights activists who want full withdrawal due to China's abuse of the Uyghur, if I want to pronounce it right, Uyghur minority in the Xinjiang province. And but also find a balance between athletes who have trained there for a lifetime to compete. Only fans from mainland China right now are allowed to attend the games this year. It'll run February 4th through the 20th. The administration has not finalized the decision, according to the Washington Post, but a formal recommendation has been made to the president, and he's expected to announce his decision before the end of the month. Now, they say the Olympics issue did not come up when Biden had a 3.5-hour meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, according to the White House Deputy Press Secretary. I don't really know what they talked about too much. He did raise concerns about China's practices with Tibet, Hong Kong, as well as human rights more broadly. I don't think anything with COVID got brought up. And the U.S. will inform allies of its decisions, but will not try to ask Europe or other countries within Europe to, you know, follow suit. So as you know, First Lady Jill Biden attended the 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo, but we haven't boycotted Olympics since the 80s. And that's kind of remember the boycotts in 1936 in Germany, you know, it is the start of us showing some cojones. I don't think the athletes should be affected by this. I think if the athletes want to compete, they should compete. But if the diplomats want to actually do work here at home, which they should do, rather than going on vacation and, you know, being diplomats at an Olympics, I've never understood that. Our taxpaying dollars are paying for all of them to go on trips. I want to go to the Olympics. Fine. Don't spend my money to go to the Olympics and spend the money on more hospitals or better roads or whatever. More monoclonal antibodies. So I don't care if they do this, but I would like a stronger message. And maybe we're not ready for this, but I would like a stronger message sent to China that we know something went down at the lab. We might not know what. We don't trust you farther than we could throw you. And you could, you know, be mad at us for us accusing or whatever, but you've had two other SARS lab leaks in your past that we know of, that Singapore found. And so if you, you know, had any role in this COVID and you will never own up to it, you will have lost all funding. None of this working with the NIH on grants and studies and all that. We are not going to trust you with our research money. We're not going to trust anything you make out of your lab. We're not going to let you produce our pharmaceuticals like you're doing. But 80% of our pharmaceuticals are being made in China. We're not going to let you produce our goods. You know, we don't trust you. Here's the problem, okay? We're still reliant on China. We're very reliant on China. We need our medications. We need our supplies coming in. I mean, most of the stuff we're ordering online is coming from China. So the U.S. is in one of these positions where they want to show cojones, but they're not ready to go into all-out war with China. They're not ready. Not after the debacle with Afghanistan. I think our military is one of the finest, but I don't know what restrictions, I don't know what is going on, and all the different now, I guess, protocols. And okay, you know, before we leave, you know, a country, we're going to first tell them we're going to leave, and we're going to give them, you know, our equipment. And you know, I don't really understand what's going on because I'm not in the military. Yeah, and maybe what happened in Afghanistan was supposed to happen that way for a reason. I don't know, but to me, it looked like a complete debacle. But we're not ready to go to war with China. I hear you guys. You guys tell me, you know, just tell China to go blank themselves. Well, as a doctor, I can't do that. One is they probably won't listen, or they might listen to me on TikTok, I don't know. But our medicines are there. Most of the medicines you guys take are being made there. I mean, look at all these recalls we're having with the Irbesartan and Valsartan and Losartan, right? There was a problem in some of the manufacturing production facilities of generics located in China. And if they use the same sort of protocol in other countries as well, we're picking up this MDMA and NDEA and all sorts of cancerous, I guess, residuals or basically contaminants in these medications. And we're still producing medicines there. We're still relying on them for medications. But until we have autonomy with everything we need to, I don't know why we're relying on China to the degree that we are. We can't separate. I mean, it's almost like us as the colonies with the UK. I mean, it took a lot of guts for us to say, okay, can we do this without the UK mothership? I mean, we are relying. I mean, look at what happened to our stock market. A real estate company in China, a large one, threatens bankruptcy and our stocks tank. What? Our stock should be like, who gives you, do your own thing. So, us doing a boycott of the diplomats going to China's Olympics, it's a display. It's a very superficial sort of I'm mad at you sort of thing. You know, like a Facebook emoji unhappy face when you dislike somebody's comment. That's about the strength that is. But what America needs to do is look at what exactly China needs from us. I don't know why they need NIH money. I don't know why they need our money for funding. I mean, whatever it is that China really, really needs from us and wants from us, that's where we turn the screws. But don't do it until you are able to make our generic drugs, until you're able to have enough factories and have enough supply of what they're doing for us on our mainland. And if you are spending all this money on infrastructure, is any part of that infrastructure less reliance on foreign countries for certain things? I get we need fuel. I get that we need, you know, from Middle East and stuff. I get that, Russia. But, I don't know. I'm not running things, but I don't want to run things. But I just don't know if this is just a tease and it's just going to tick things off and it's not going to have the impact that we really need. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.